97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This was my father's kingdom. A place of fairness. But the queen changed everything.
Take him away,
your majesty.
What did you say?
The people need some kindness.
You know, I really don't remember you being this opinionated.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
All right, we got Ryan Wiggins with us by phone this week. And Ryan, I guess you were probably captivated by Snow White as you were forced to watch it this weekend, right?
I was not captivated, but I was captured by my wife who wanted to watch this movie. I was going to avoid it for my entire life.
I would have.
I guess you guys, have you guys seen it?
I've seen like maybe 30 minutes of it, and then I stopped watching. It wasn't as bad. I was preparing myself for it to just be completely, you know, woke this, woke that. It wasn't as bad as I thought, but again, I didn't see enough to really make a full movie review. Sounds like
is
you did.
Is it because you couldn't, could you finish the movie? Is that why you couldn't
watch it? I got bored.
Yeah. It really is about as bad as they say. I really open-minded approach this, thinking, well, my wife wants to watch it, and she's, you know, getting back into school mode. She's a teacher, so she's starting to grade, just want to have something on. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And a lot of times, I'll admit, too, that I will fall for, I think we all will fall for the PR game that some of these movies play. Like, when Superman was getting ready to come out, I think they deliberately said, you know what, let's compare it to Ice for absolutely no reason, just to get people talking about it, because that happens, you know? And then everybody's talking about Superman, and then you go watch it, and you're like, this isn't a woke movie, you know? It was fine. But Snow White really was as bad as everybody says, I thought, and not just because it was the woke stuff, but because the movie was just awful.
what was the woke stuff you saw primarily?
Well, here's the key test for me, is when my wife wanted to watch the movie, I did not, and she turns it on, and she's like, why did they make the dwarves into non-people? Like, they spent all this money making them look as fake as possible, when you could have had actual dwarves, little people, playing real roles. And she was coming at this with no conservative talking points. She came to that conclusion watching it by herself. And I'm like, yeah.
Now, wait.
You just hit. Yeah, go ahead.
I thought they were bringing in the Freeburg Mighty Midgets for that role. They didn't?
They did not. And Brad Range from the Annie Fry Show is one of them. And I asked him if he recognized anybody.
But don't you remember what they did initially? They got a lot of pushback, and rightfully so, where they actually did have one. See, I never know. Can you say dwarf?
Them,
can
they?
You say midget? I don't know. Whatever you want to call them. They had like one, and then they had regular-sized people, and it looked so dumb. What's the point of that?
I mean, the whole thing was just a complete swing and miss. They've trapped themselves in their own ideology such that they had no way out to even make that movie. You have to just say, look, we're not going to play by modern rules. We're going to make Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. But they won't do it. They have to capitulate. They have to pander to everybody they've ever spoke to in the past, you know, about these new rules that we all have to follow. And it's just a complete miss. And everybody knows it. Nobody watched the movie and liked it.
I would not watch it just out of principle, because of woke Hollywood having to decide that you're going to take a movie made out of a person whose skin is white as snow, hence the name Snow White, and put somebody who's not in the lead role just because you can.
Yeah, and just because they feel like they're supposed to. Like, it's a morality question for
She's
them.
Probably fine actress, but I just don't understand that.
But what bothered people too is what Rachel Zegler was saying prior to
the movie
coming out. She ruined it for a lot of people, and that was why they had to delay it. In fact, wasn't it supposed to go to theaters, and they decided to pull it back and wait, and then that was why they ended up releasing it on one of the streaming services? Maybe I'm getting that mixed up.
No, that's exactly what happened.
I was going to say, she ruined it for a lot of people.
So what is missed in this is that it actually did come out in theaters, but it was such a short run that it immediately left theaters.
Hey,
it was so bad.
Was that a midget joke?
No.
Short run?
Shame on you, Ryan Wiggins.
Hey, but it did go to theaters. It just didn't make any money. It was immediately out of theaters.
Hey, Ryan, Dan Buck here. I want to know what the wife is going to do to pay you back for that great yeah. husband
what
moment.
What does she have to watch?
Holy cow. She'd be paying me back for like 4 months.
You know what? I'll tell you the answer to that question. She's going to watch Star Trek Strange New World
yes.
Season 3.
Whoa. That's a lot longer than the Snow White movie.
Yeah, but it felt longer.
It's all about perspective,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think what if... my wife wouldn't... She wouldn't have any interest in watching that movie. I'd be pretty safe.
Yeah, but your daughter might.
Yeah, Ginger might.
Yeah, my wife, might. My granddaughters might, but I ain't going. my wife doesn't control what I do, Ryan. Sorry.
I haven't told you the end of the story yet. I haven't told you the end of the story. I'm saving it for the end of the segment because this is a whole story arc that we're going through here. So, at the end, by about the middle of the movie, I was like, wow, I was trying to keep my mouth shut because she was just grating, you know, she was just having it on. And she looks at me and goes, this is terrible. And she turned it off. I didn't even have to. So we didn't even finish the movie.
That's fantastic.
Nice. That is fantastic.
Mm.
So it wasn't as painful that you didn't have to stay the whole 2 hours.
That's exactly right. And she did mention what Mark said, that Rachel Ziegler is a good actress, but she said she's a good stage actress. Mm. She is not great in movies. And she's got a fantastic voice, but she gets in her own way with all that PR junk that she did before this movie, and it really ruined it.
They ruined a lot of stuff where they're doing these remakes. In fact, I remember going to the Muni. This was a few years back, and I think it was Legally Blonde or something. I don't remember, but they switched up the ending. I know you guys are probably not big Legally Blonde fans unless your wives made you watch it. But they had her proposing to him or something at the end. And it was one of those things where it felt like, oh, there's a cultural shift. And so we have to be progressive in the way that we end this. And it just ruins it.
Yeah.
No, you're right about not being a Legally Blonde fan enough to know that fact.
I'll fill you in just in case. I know you're really itching to see it. So,
yeah.
Sorry to ruin it.
That's all right. Well, we appreciate the warning there because I would probably never have started down that path to what I'm with Dan. I'm sorry, honey. You watch this. I'm going to go to bed.
I'm going
to
go play pickleball. Yeah.
Mark, it's a love story, though.
Well,
you like love stories.
It is a love story. You can make that argument.
Just so you know, Dan, Mark takes any gory movie where they're cutting each other's heads off and stabbing each other and guts are everywhere, and he's like, it's a love story. That's why you should watch it, Kim.
Isn't Tombstone a love story?
Oh, that's,
don't
no,
lie.
No.
Come
Thank
on, Wyatt
you.
Earp walks off into the at the end of the movie, and it's a story about his romance with this
I
dance
know the
girl.
Movie, but I would never categorize it as a
Come
romance.
On.
Truth right there.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Couldn't take your side on that
against
one.
Me over there. Hey, did you see Happy Gilmore 2?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
How about you, Wiggins? Have you seen it?
I loved it. It was very nostalgic. The jokes were pretty good, actually. I liked it.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as like Caddyshack 2. That totally jumped the shark, and you can't redo Caddyshack, but I thought it was a good remake. I mean, a good follow-up.
It was corny, but so was the original, and I loved the cameos that he had in it and the old references.
My fingers
I'll just
hurt.
Have to say.
Now you've told landscaping duty. There's so many good quotes from that movie.
Uncle John Daly. I just love the fact that he had all of those golfers and everything in it. And I had to watch it because I was on a weekend trip out of town with my mother, who'd never seen the original. And she's 90 years old. She kept looking at me and she goes, please tell me you're not enjoying this. Somewhere, Mom, I'm still that 15-year-old boy, and I love it.
But you would be lost if you didn't know the first one. If you didn't watch the first one.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
So many of the jokes pertain back to the first one. So, yeah.
Very true.
All right. I liked it.
Ryan Wiggins, thank you, my friend. We appreciate it.
Yeah, see you soon.